It's Bad Radio and the coolest game on earth. Bob and Dan team up on the Ticket's Dallas Stars postgame show, live from the Miller Lite Sky Bar after every Stars home game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 3:39. We're just getting going from out here at the Plano Center, Ticket Stock, about an hour, well, less than an hour and a half away from being open to the masses. The doors will open out here at 5 at the Plano Center today. But right now, with the story of the craziest thing he's ever done, here's Grego.
I don't think it's craziest. I think it's stupidest.
All right, the stupidest thing he's ever done, here's Grego.
You ever have one of those days where no matter what you do, you can't get anything done, and you're just always behind? I had one of those days today. Didn't seem like... It's not like I overslept or anything. It's just that I couldn't get everything done. Had a lot of things to do. Tried to organize them.
Danny calls those days hangover days.
Well, this wasn't hangover. So there I was today, a little bit late for work, because on days that we're out, we have our meeting at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to be a little bit late for our 1:30 meeting.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Which we weren't going to have one today, but that's a different story.
Why are you looking at me? I told you we weren't going to meet today.
I know it, and I forgot.
Oh, okay.
So I'm flying, trying to get everything done. Finally get in my car. I'm going to be late. Look down, and naturally, no gas. Naturally.
So there's an extra 15 minutes.
So I pull in to get some gas, and I'm waiting.
Whoa.
And in the meantime, I'm looking at my car that's just absolutely filthy. You know, you can't even tell what color it is. And so it's one of those stations where that if you fill it up, they'll give you a discount on the, you know, where you can go through their little car wash. You ever
right.
seen those?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do it all the time.
So I was just going to go through there. I said, you know, I got to go through there.
It's like giving your car a horse bath.
Kind of.
And even, though you're pressed for time, you still got to wash the car. You can't deal with a dirty car.
Just can't deal with it. I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm probably going to be about 5 minutes late. If I'm 10 minutes late, it's not going to be that big a deal. So I fill up the car, and then you know how they give you the little code. Of course, that mine didn't print out.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, that pisses me off. So now I got to go in there. So just everything in the world's going wrong.
He shot the clerk.
So I went in there. No, he was nice. Got the code, came out, punched the thing.
Go in there. You're about to tear this place apart.
No, actually, I was... I don't know why, but I wasn't losing my patience today. I wasn't losing my temper, which is, that's strange. Usually on these stressful days, I do.
I've been eating their fresh...
God damn. But let me tell you...
Tear this place apart!
But let me tell you, if you think that was bad, that's nothing compared to what I did.
Uh-oh.
That makes that sound like that I was in Sunday school.
Were you hothead, Grego?
So, I pull up there to punch the code, and of course... The code's not going to work. The code's just not going to work. So I go back in there and I said, look, pal, the code doesn't work. He goes, oh, I gave you the wrong one. I'm sorry. So he gave me another code. So that by then, I'm really behind, just stressed out. I go back out there, punch it in, and it's working. So it goes in there and I'm waiting for it. And it's, you know, I'd like to never got the tire up on there where it'll start. So I had to back up a few times. That just adding to it. So, but then I'm really calmed down. I'm like, okay, this is fine. I'm gonna be okay on time. Until all of a sudden it started, you know, and it's one of the ones with the arm that goes over the top. You know, I'm in that Armada right now, big full-size SUV that goes over the top. And I mean, that thing squirts hard and a lot of water. Yeah, you might be able to pull that.
I could probably edit half of that.
And it comes through there, and the reason I know that it squirts really hard is because I forgot to shut my sunroof.
Uh-oh.
Attaboy, Hammer. No way.
And before, so, and it's one of the ones that's in the full-size SUV that I've got.
God.
It's a pretty good-sized sunroof. So before you can do anything, that thing is moving not real fast because it wants to clean real good, and it completely soaked me. All right. I mean, completely soaked me, and everything in my car is just wet because you can't get. You know, it's one of those automatic things where you turn, you can't get it shut. And I mean,
well, what'd you do?
I let out cuss words that haven't even been invented yet.
Man, I'm about to tear this place apart.
So I had to go all the way home, get about four towels and try to towel everything off on the inside.
Did you have to change clothes?
Oh, change clothes. It's like I fell in the pool. That's how wet I was.
Was it that soapy water?
Oh, yeah. Hot.
Oh, it was hot?
Oh, just squirting real hard. And you know, you can't get away. And I had my seatbelt on, so I can't get away because it just catches you all of a sudden. And for that, you know, the length, the way that sunroof is open, it's going to get you the whole way, just slowly moving. So like I was being riddled with a machine gun.
Wow.
So I think that may be the most idiotic thing I've ever done in my life, is get my car washed with a sunroof.
I've always wondered, going through those things, if people do that. How often that
Idiots
happens? Leaving a window cracked or something
One
like that?
One guy does.
The hammer.
Don't think I've ever done that. Now, I've gone through with antenna up a time or two.
Gone through with the window cracked.
I don't think I've ever done that, though.
Oh, it was
so
not...
is it still all wet?
No, I got everything, you know, toweled off as best I could.
Man, the only thing that would have been better is if you would have had to go back in and buy something. You had to stand there in a pool of water in front of the guy, and you pull out your wallet and a fish flops out.
Oh, jeez.
Man, we are disproving the theory.
Boy, we are,
very,
man.
Very quickly.
Boy, we are,
lizards
man.
Cannot be
give
delivered.
Him, give him a shirt or something. Hook him up. Brandon, thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Brandon.
Take your pants off.
We don't need any more.
Don't take your pants off, Brandon.
We've seen how far to go.
All right.
Good job, Grego.
So, clean car, inside out, and clean clothes.
Attaboy, and clean Grego.
Yeah.
So did you wash the clothes or what?
No, I didn't have time. I mean, I was late as it was.
Did you go to the station?
And then you went to the station thinking there was a show meeting.
Yeah. And I called you, and of course you don't answer your phone.
Sound check.
Reiner doesn't answer the phone.
I'm in a very popular rock band.
You didn't call me. Yeah, I did. I didn't leave a message. It went straight to your voicemail.
I had a fart.
Greg.
So you just went to the station, realized there was no meeting, and then you're like, dang it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the minute I got to the station, I'm like, where's everybody at? And I'm like, we're not having a damn meeting. Forgot about that. And then I got to fight the traffic on Central to get here.
Yeah.
That was a bitch, wasn't it?
Yeah. This whole morning's been a bitch. Let me tell you.
A what, Mike?
Bitch.
It was. I hope Miller Lite has a lot of beer tonight, because I'm getting loaded tonight. I've had it.
Attaboy, Hammer.
All right, 347. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are out at Ticket Stock. And the Hardys are going to commence shortly after 4 p.m. today. So stand by for that. Coming up next, something so crazy.
Are we doing E-News?
Sure.
You're doing E-News?
We can't, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm asking you.
All right. We'll do a little E-News next here on The Ticket.
Oh, well, you want to tease?
Well, yeah, go ahead, I guess.
We have found out who Angelina Jolie's lover is.
Okay, that's next on The Ticket.